Hi everyone, this is Special K, Kevin Lodge for the Black Flag Cast, and I am sitting this evening with Charlene Ingram of Viz Media. Charlene, how are you doing tonight?
Doing well, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, quite a pleasure. For those of you who may have heard some of my work from Anime USA, might have heard that I met Charlene at Anime USA recently in last month. And I must say, first of all, excellent panels, both of them, two of them on subjects that several of you all love, Sailor Moon and how to get into the anime industry for all of you hardcore anime fans. So first of all, I'd like to say thank you once again for sitting down and, you know, well done on the panels, I must say.
Thank you very much. I really like doing panels out of conventions, and I like to watch presentations in general, so I try really hard to make those presentations better than they have to be. I really want to take those things up to the next level, and I really love being on stage and talking to fans about things that I'm really passionate about and things that they're really passionate about too. So if people had a good time going to the panels, then it's all good, because I know there's a lot of stuff to do at conventions, and a lot of times people have to wait in line, so we try really hard to make the presentations worth standing in line for.
Indeed. Would you like to tell my audience a little bit about yourself?
Yeah, well, as you said, my name is Charlene Ingram. I've been an anime fan for so long, so very long. Gosh, over 20 years. I started in high school, started reading comic books, started watching Ranma when it started coming out on VHS tapes, caught Sailor Moon at 5 in the morning on Channel 4 in Indianapolis. I think it was on Channel 4. And yeah, I just fell in love with anime, became a cosplayer just from my love of sewing, and through a lot of hard work, I had a chance to start working in industry as a convention volunteer, and eventually I ended up here. So it's all kind of come full circle.
Indeed. And how did you become first exposed to anime, especially being that this is, I believe, we're talking about the late 80s, early 90s when anime really first made its mark in America. What was your, you know, first exposure to it?
Well, the first anime that I knew was anime that I watched was Ranma ½, and this was in the mid-90s when I was in the comic book stores reading stuff and getting exposed to Ranma. I had watched things like Voltron, you know, Astro Boy, Speed Racer, a lot of those other anime titles from earlier, but I didn't recognize them as anime. Ranma was something totally new and different, and I had been reading the manga for it, the floppy comic books back then, and it was totally different and super appealing to me. So I knew I was liking this thing, anime, but what really solidified it for me was that comic book shop had some little, you know, posters and stuff for this other show, Sailor Moon, and I started watching that early in the morning in Indianapolis, and then I started watching it, and when it went on Cartoon Network later in between classes when I was in college, and that's when I really fell in love with Sailor Moon, and that was the show that I knew I would be a lifelong anime fan after getting into that. And then from there, it was just all downhill. Started checking out things like Evangelion, of course, more Ranma, that, you know, early on in there was the original Berserk, so many shows. I was just trying to get my hands on everything. Fushigi Yugi, if it was coming out and it was anime, I wanted to watch it. And it's pretty much that way still. I still watch a lot of anime every season. When I'm lucky, I get to work on those titles. But I've just maintained a lifelong love of it.
Indeed. And, I mean, you touched on that fact, you know, now that you are at Viz, one of the big persons behind the re-release of the classic series, as well as the promotion of the new series, Crystal, which is just recently, in the last few months, come out of Japan. What are your thoughts on Classic itself and its, you know, its being remastered and such, as well as what are your thoughts on Crystal thus far?
Well, for Sailor Moon, the 90s anime, as we call Sailor Moon Classic, kind of colloquially around the office, it's the thing you fall in love with. I mean, and watching it again with the uncut and uncensored dub and working, it's a very surreal process, working on something you know so well, but is still new. So it's very, I kind of feel like I'm crossing the streams, like the past and the future and the present are all colliding. But watching Sailor Moon Classic again from the beginning with the two episodes a week on Hulu and getting that slow dribble out of it, I'm falling in love with it all over again. And both the original Japanese, which has so many classic voice actors, some of my favorite voice actors of all time, especially, you know, Michie Tomizawa, who plays Rei, Sailor Mars. She's one of my favorite voice actresses, one of my favorite singers in Japan. And, you know, working with the cast in English, you know, Christina V, who plays Sailor Mars now, also a very talented singer. So seeing, you know, those ladies and the whole cast come together has just been, I mean, I feel like it's 15 years ago. Like, I feel like I haven't aged a day. Everything feels super fresh and new, but it's so surreal working on the classic series. And we just started internally, because it's starting to air on Hulu, we just started working on Sailor Moon R for the streaming, and the dub production will be starting pretty soon. It's just like at the very beginning of R, but it's very, it almost feels like I'm awake in a dream in a very weird way. Like, it still doesn't quite feel real. I know the first release came out on Tuesday, but it's still, I still feel like I'm going to wake up. It's very odd. But as for Crystal, so Crystal is also kind of a dream come true because everyone wondered, you know, what would Sailor Moon be like if it was more direct to the manga? If it was more, you know, because like series like Full Metal Alchemist got a reboot based on the manga, you know, Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood. What would happen if Sailor Moon got a reboot and it was more direct to the manga? And that was always like, you know, a little dream back in my famished mind. And then that Crystal actually became a reality. It was super special. So it's neat seeing that come along with the very direct manga designs, seeing people be reminded how quickly Sailor Moon the manga moves in comparison to the 90s anime. But I love them both in their different way. I like some of the direction that Crystal has taken. I think when people watch this Saturday, episode 10, is really, really powerful, maybe even more so than episode 9 that was 2 weeks ago. I think this is the point. This is the point that Crystal's going to get really, really, really real. And fans that might not necessarily be familiar with the manga are definitely going to see that diversion, like how different and visceral that Crystal can be compared to the lightheartedness of the classic series. So it's been very... it's been very neat. It's been very neat working on both of them at the same time because they're, you know, they're two halves of a whole. They both have their charm.
Indeed so. And I mean, do you think that the seriousness of the of Crystal is kind of for those who, you know, they just want to hear a great action story versus, you know, the classic series, which had a little bit more slapstick comedy, a lot of comic relief, in fact, as well as, you know, the kind of down to earth life stories that embody the original anime?
Well, the, you know, classic has a lot more of that character development. You have a lot more time with all of the girls to get to know them. It's larger than life. Which is also, you know, it's a testament to that early mid-90s anime. You see that in a lot of series. Everything is very big and broad and bright. And Crystal just shows up and gets the job done. I mean, those girls in Crystal do not mess around. They show up, they get rid of enemies, and they get on to the next thing. They're very much down to business. I wouldn't say Crystal is so much more serious. It's very elegant. It's very elegant. It's very determined. I really loved in episode 9. It's probably the most telling difference. And I encourage people, if you haven't seen episode 9 of Sailor Moon Crystal, I do encourage you to watch, you know, up through that point and on to 10. But there's a point where Usagi realizes what's going on. She realizes the gravity of the past and what's coming into her present. And she declares that she's not going to be a tragic princess anymore. That's very powerful. And it's a very powerful message to girls and guys that you do not have to choose to be tragic. Usagi, for being clumsy, a little bit of a crybaby, and insecure of herself, when it gets down to it, she decides she's going to, you know, take her own destiny into her hands and not repeat the past. That's extremely powerful. And that message was in Classic. It went about it in a little bit more of a roundabout, gentler way. And Crystal just comes right out and says it. I was like, okay, girls, we got to get this stuff done. I'm not going to be a tragic princess anymore. Let's do it. So it's a very...